What's up?
Chilling, chilling, not doing much. Man, it's been what, 24 hours?
Yeah.
Since I signed you?
All right, I'm here.
Here we got 98 on here. This might be the legendary podcast.
Yes, sir. Your boy in the building. You are in the vibes.
So, what should we discuss first? Should we discuss how we signed Bree last night? Like a legendary artist.
Shit. And she new to the label. I feel like she should go first.
Yeah, Bree, let them know what's up with you.
Well, my name is Bree Lou Breezy. I write, I act, I make music, I sing and rap, you know. I'm just trying to inspire people through music, which is a work of art.
I like that. You got anything coming out?
Yeah, I got something coming out soon.
We decided that we should make a Legend Made Forever Part 2. But since the album is going to take up a good half of the summer, I was thinking about doing you on a When the World is Dreaming album, which is ready to come out in a little bit. But to be honest, we're going to get the 98 flame. 98, what do you got coming up?
Shit, a lot of stuff, bro. You know, I just dropped the EP with my dog, Man. Shout out to Man. I dropped a single back in March called Addicted. I got a single dropping next week. Next weekend, June 19th, Heartbroken, with my boy Ty. Shout out to my boy Ty for being featured on the song with me. Y'all already know. Working on dropping 3 singles for my birthday in August. Album's coming out December 25th. You know, y'all been asking All Star why I'm gonna drop an album, so I'm finna just give y'all this album. And it's gonna be songs that I recorded last year, but I ain't ever dropped them, so I was waiting for the right time to do it. So I feel like this is the right time. And working on merchandise, music videos, trying to get involved with a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying? Trying to work with more artists as much as I can, you know, just trying to make a deep impact on this rap game, you feel me? So I'm trying to do what I got to do as an artist and make shit happen.
All right. Well, the fans got the question for both of y'all. They got the same questions for both of y'all. I was kind of surprised. Thought the question was going to be kind of different, but they put the questions for both of y'all. So I'm going to just ask y'all the question, then I'll answer it after y'all answer it. Because technically the questions for all of us. Y'all already answered the first two, but they want to dig deeper down to, like, your personal career. Like, how did both of y'all start music? We're going to start with you first, Bree. How did you start music?
I started music, basically. Like, I started taking it seriously. When my sister had died a couple months ago, I started taking it seriously, you know, trying to make it up there for her. But I really liked how, when you get on stage, like, how you really can move a crowd. And I was like, if I could do that, that would be amazing. Like, I really just want to do that. Like, be up on stages, like, be somebody that's, like, known as something, but known as something good, like, memorable.
Right. What about you,
98? Oh, man. Yeah. I really started rapping when I was, like, 11 years old, and I started singing when I was 6. Y'all know me, you know, what I said in my last time being on this podcast. I started doing music at 6 because of Michael Jackson. I started out singing. I ain't really start rapping until I was 11 or 12, but it was at 11 though, for sure. So back in middle school, I started listening to Tupac, and, you know, I fell in love with that West Coast music, and I kind of feel like with my voice and my flow, I don't consider myself no Florida artist, no disrespect to no Florida artist, or no South artist down here from the South. I just feel like I'm more of a West Coast artist because I got a different flow, and my style fits West Coast. You know what I'm saying? Tupac influenced me. Want to do West Coast music. 1G, Nate Dogg, Easy, Ice Cube. But mainly Tupac inspired me. And I fell in love with that West Coast shit just because of him. Because he real, he raw, honest, truthful. He's real. You know what I'm saying? He's passionate. And I just feel like me and him got so much shit in common. And so it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be the artist that I am today. And I, you know, if he was still alive, I would give that man his flowers, because he, not just with his music, he taught me the game. He taught me how the streets run. He taught me how the world is. Like, with his music or without his music, it's multiple ways you're going to learn some shit from that man. You know what I'm saying? Like, he made me want to be the type of artist that he was, but I want to be better than what he was. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I got this remix. I'm not going to drop it this month on his birthday. I was going to drop this Tupac Pain remix by me with Tupac vocals and lyrics on the beat. But I'm going to push that to September 13th, because September 13th is the day that he died. So I'm planning on releasing it before this year over. I said June 16th, but I just feel like it's not ready to be out right now. So, yeah, Tupac's the main reason why I do music.
Right. So, everybody asked me how I started music. I started music kind of crazy. Like, I tell everybody the same story, but it was kind of a crazy story. Everybody said it was a kind of crazy story. One day, I was sitting outside. Honestly, I didn't know who I wanted to be at the time. I started looking up at the skies and the stars and everything. It was making this type of pattern. It was making a pattern that was shaping like a microphone. Next day, I went to school, and we had this auditorium. I used to go there, like, every time or lunchtime, and it was some sound equipment in the backstage that, like, it was a sound mixer and everything. I decided that I wanted to play around with it, see what I could do with it. It was off, but, however, I managed to cut it on. When I cut it on, there was a beat on there, and then I started singing. And then the teachers was like, "You sound good." Well, I didn't even know what the hell I just said. So then I decided I wanted to try out the talent show. And every talent show that I did at elementary school, I won back to back. So I kind of put my name out there, because each talent show we had, we pulled about a good 500 people in the audience. I took it serious at age 11. Wrote over 100 songs, R&B, hip-hop, for different people, maybe for myself. As y'all know, I'm not a rapper, but I also like to write hip-hop music, because you never know what artists come out and might don't have the music to be on a stage or anything, but they always look out for new music to come to them. The thing about being on the stage and being in the spotlight that always had me keep me going, that when it comes to the spotlight, I never backed down from it, because I felt like when you're on stage in front of the people who love you the most, you feel like you're home. Like, you feel like you're not even far away from home. But it's like when you're home and you're out there and you're throwing up, and everything is in depression, and everything is going down. It just makes you feel like you just ran away from home. A couple months ago when I made a Twitter post that said I was done with music, it kind of made me feel like I just ran away from home. Not only just ran away from home, but I ran away from the people who support me and who actually really fuck with me, like they say they do. So it kind of took a big piece. But if y'all do not know, music is like a spiritual, and other, it's not just a thing where people just put up a sound and listen to it. It's technically the world, it's technically the culture, it's technically everything that we need to keep our mental health going. Not even our mental health, but to keep us stable in the real world.
Real shit. That's real for talk. Real. And, you know, I was pushing All-Star. Many folks don't know this because we haven't been on this podcast for so long. But, you know, he told me he wanted me to produce, co-produce, and write some songs for his album. And he's actually the first person I wrote songs for. I wrote 3 songs for his new album that's dropping next year. You know what I'm saying? And it felt good. And I'm still writing songs for him. You know what I'm saying? And I know he'll do the same for me regardless, which he already did. You know what I'm saying? Because whatever song I write for him, it's not going to be just some simple, basic-ass song. It's going to be something from the heart. And, like, Chasing Out the Love, I Don't Know, and The Kept Dreaming, you know what I'm saying? Like, them songs, they were from the heart. You know what I'm saying? And I can't wait till y'all hear them, because I put my all when I write. And like what he said, like, yeah, he ran from home, but he needed to find himself during that time that he was dealing with, you know what I'm saying, or whatever he was facing. And like me, sometimes I can't quit. You know what I'm saying? Because I done made an impact so far, and I'm trying to make a deeper impact. You know what I'm saying? But just like being on stage, that's the best feeling in the world. Because like I did showcases, talent shows, and perform at parties. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. I'm not looking at that type of shit. I'm looking at doing like tours and shit. You know what I'm saying? Performing at the NBA Finals, NFL Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm reaching for one day. You know,
I mean, like every artist had the dream of performing at least at Astrodome, at Houston, Super Bowl, because that's a big audience. But I remember one time me and Bree had a conversation, and I didn't know Bree. I'm gonna tell you how I met Bree. I didn't know Bree when she texted me. I was sitting down, I see the message request pop up on my story, and I was like, "Who this?" Like, you know, a lot of people text me out of a lot of people text me. Probably a lot of girls, or like, you know, a lot of people just text out of nowhere. Everybody be like, well, I got somebody messages requests, but I don't really answer people back, right? People just be like, they'll probably hit me up, talk about stop rapping or stop doing this. I just look at it and keep it going. But she texted me, she reacted to my story. Usually I don't really mess around with the reaction so much, but hers was kind of different. I don't know if it was God telling me something, but me and Bree, we exchanged a couple words, and she was telling me how much passion that she had for, you know, and cared about the world around her and stuff like that. And, you know, we talked back and forth and everything. But yesterday, 98 brought her to my attention with the music part of the story. I really didn't know she had that much talent.
So this is how it really started. So, like, I basically was on the phone with her. She texted me, and she said, he hard, and I told her I appreciate that. And you know, she was saying like, you know, most artists like me, the real artists, be very slept on, which is true. But we were just talking about music and what made us want to do this shit. But she just gave me a vibe, you know what I'm saying? I know All Star been looking for a female rapper / singer for the longest, and we've been needing a female singer, you know what I'm saying? Even though she's not just a singer, she's also a rapper. And, like, she sung for me over the phone. She got a voice, you know what I'm saying? And she working on some new shit, and I can't wait. And then me and her plan on start collabing. Hopefully y'all hear me all starring her on the song real soon. So, like, she said she want to join Legend Man. So I'm like, shit, why not? Like, it's like I always tell All Star, we just trying to expand. And when me and All Star tell people we trying to expand, build, and get bigger and get deeper with this shit, because, you know what I'm saying, we might not got a deep-ass roster, but I ain't gonna lie, we did have a deep roster last summer. We had so many artists on our label, but they all switched up. But, you know what I'm saying, we got a few people on our team, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't get me wrong, like, y'all, you feel me? Like, when he joined Legend last year, he just started out, you know what I'm saying? But y'all probably gonna ask this me and Austin about this anyway. So y'all might just tell y'all this. Damon, he liked music, he loved music. He just don't know what he wanna do with it. You know what I'm saying? But like I told him, he's still family to me, you know what I'm saying? Regardless if he's not legendary or not, you know what I'm saying? We still got his back at the end of the day. That's just some real shit. You know what I'm saying? We look out for everybody part of Legendary. It's just the people that we thought was down for us then had our backs. They changed, pushed up, jumped on this label, jumped on that. A lot of commotion and beef going on. That shit. Cause like last summer, y'all already know it was me, Dre, and All Star doing all the fucking work and putting in the work. If it wasn't for my song Meant to Be and Brand New and Guap and, you know, Dre's song Lash Out and whatever song he put on the album, it wouldn't be where the fuck is at. But mainly Meant to Be, you know what I'm saying? I'm proud of that song and I'm proud of bands. And I just feel like whatever topic or subject or whatever beat or flavor beat is or what type of genre, I could find a way to just vibe with it and make something off that shit. That's just me. And that's another thing, like with Juice WRLD and X, like, they can make songs off of slow shit, you know what I'm saying, and turn and make that shit to a hit. Like X, he made some rock and roll type of shit. even though he was a hip hop artist. And same with Juice WRLD. And that's why, like, even Prince, I put Prince in that category and Michael Jackson. Cause like, you gotta be different with your music. You just can't be no street rapper. You gotta be different. You wanna go deep in this industry, you gotta be different than the next female line and the next dude in line. That's just that. I'm just keeping 100 with anybody that's making the music.
Right.
All-Star can tell you the same shit. And he ain't finna cap.
So Bree, I know you got this hot, but like I've been listening to her all day. I don't know, it's just like a song that I can't start listening to. She actually got this song on her page called Hands in the Sky. What was your process of making the song? Like, what made you just wake up and be like, I'm going to make a song called Hands in the Sky?
I was thinking, I was like, what could be, like, motivational? Like, I'd be on that J. Cole lyrical type stuff, and I was like, this, the idea just came to my head. I listened to a beat, and I was like, yo, that'd be hard. And if I put some, like, dope stuff with, like, something real, I really can make something out of this. Like, most people don't know, like, the first half was all, like, that was me, what I wrote down. But the second half, I just started freestyling. Because that was supposed to be a freestyle at first. But then people liked it, so I just released it as a regular single.
Right. And, you know, like, technically, not much people, as y'all see growing up in the music game, not much people really cope to try to make music that can motivate another person. You see people rapping about how much Rolexes they got on their wrist or how much money they got in their pockets. You see them rapping about people they killed and stuff like that. But you really don't see many artists like you or Shamar who's out there, you know, actually making moves with the music game. And not just a bad way, but y'all making it in a good way where people will be able to say they see, you know, a legacy that could be built forever, y'all. And technically, we just seen a lot of disloyal things growing up. Like, I seen a lot of disloyal things. Legend made how we started off with 40 artists and only now down to two legendary artists, which is you and her. It's kind of not just a big blessing, but it's kind of the best blessing I've asked for because if God showed me that, just like how it all started and how you all put it together, and how you got it that fast, it could go just that fast too. And I knew it also made me think that they wasn't in it because they seen it as a way out, but they was in it because they thought that I had the money to give them. They wasn't in it for money, and it was the simple fact that I also was saying some strange things where they would try to screen record a song that wasn't theirs and try to send them to me to make it seem like their work was in progress. And that's what kind of made me get so strict on who to sign and who I could not sign. Because if you were sitting here scamming or, you know, doing a whole lot of different things behind my back, that could not just hurt me, but it's hurting your brothers and sisters who's in a label that want to make it out, that's actually doing the right thing. So I feel like, Bree, we're lucky to have you a part of the family. And I know you were saying something earlier in the group chat where you were saying people who really didn't like that you were part of Legendary. But like I told you, I mean, we're a family. We want to eat. We all want that success. We all want that fame. So, you know, you're going to have a lot of haters. Like, you're going to have a lot of haters because you probably might be a good top three. You don't really see many female artists from where we at, Bree. We're from Baltimore, so you really don't see too many female artists down here who try to make an impact. You see a lot of them probably just running around crazy on the streets. But you're sitting here spending your time in your room making motivational songs to people. So I feel like if anybody does one, you will.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Real shit. Because, like, I feel like people going to hate regardless. You feel me? Like I'm going to tell y'all this shit. Like, I never told nobody. Like, when I, you know, that hat boy was telling a female.
That's what the females come to me. I ain't tripping about it because I can't stop your female from listening to my song. If it's that good, then it's definitely
good. I can't help it. I'm an artist. I'm a songwriter. Wish it was.
I'm breaking up again.
Me
for you, but
Bro, when we hop up in here, you need to call Apple.
For real.
I don't give a fuck about the hate, cause y'all think
meant to be with somebody till you hit it.
Just
yeah, I knew that was gonna happen. Anyway, I'm gonna continue this.
Yeah.
So technically, if we could tell, if you could go back in the past to change one thing, what would it be?
If I can go back in the past and change one thing, it'd probably be my perspective. Like, I just started taking music seriously. I could have been taking it seriously for, like, so long. But, like, I was out there trying to do what other people was doing, hopping them trends. But, like, you got to ride your own wave. Like, you can't be doing them other trends. Like, it might look all popular and all flashy what they doing out here, but it's really not it. You just got to find your own way out here, especially in Baltimore.
Right. I think the thing that kind of really inspired me the most is that I grew up with technically no parents. I seen my dad a couple times, and it's like every time I seen him, he gave me a new song title. Technically, I was taking it serious when I was younger. Not serious, you know, like running record deals and everything, but
yeah.
You know, I took it serious at the time. I was kind of fucking with it. 2014, after seeing my father land in the casket, that's when I took it serious, sir, because when you tell your person that when you tell the person you love the most that you're going to make it or you're going to want them, you're going to want that you actually going to keep it up from what you said you was. And sometimes I go to sleep dreaming that one day we all can decide the Grammy Awards and, you know, we win that Grammy Award. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to look up at the sky and I'm going to say, I did it, because so many people, we live in a city where not many people support what we do. You literally have to reach out to people out of state to try to get where you want to be at. And I feel like that's not just a bad thing, but that's kind of a thing that's make me try to, like, I made legend made because I know how it is to be, I know how it is to be told no. I know how it is to be said, I know how it is to be told, hey, you still need work, but you sound good, though. I know how it is to be told that. I've been to a lot of doorsteps and they all told me no, shut that door in my face. Some of them even tried to finesse. Some of them even lied. So I know how it is. I made legendary for people who feel like that they have nothing left, so I've been just give up on my dream because nobody want me, you feel me? So I may technically put legendary together as a hood to let people know that the sky's not the only limit. You know, it starts with you. It starts with you. You technically... The more you sit around, just wait and be like, okay, I'm going to just wait because somebody will come give it to me. Well, some of these teenagers out here fail to realize that the world doesn't give you anything. It doesn't owe you anything. You have to go get it yourself.
Yeah.
So, like, when you made your hands in the sky, I was thinking, like, she actually know the concept of what she's trying to say in the music. But not if you were able to send this to us, people, a person like me, I will understand what you're trying to say in the song. But if you were to send it to anybody else, they would probably call it trash because they don't know what you're trying to say in the song. What people don't feel when they listen to somebody's music, music is not what just brings up the power of you, but it brings up the words and emotions that you're trying to put in the song. And I'll be trying to tell people that y'all take a good song and say it's trash because it's not what y'all want to hear. Y'all want to hear guns and violence. But when a person make a song that can motivate and change the world, don't nobody want to hear it because it's going to be automatically trash because it don't have no violence in it. And I think a lot of people deem and see minds just operate through violence music. So technically, some people call us like they trying to say that we're trying to be better than them because we're trying to make 5 albums next year back to back, and then we're trying to make another album. So we're trying to make music to make people know where music came from. Like, it came from a division and a state where people gave a fuck. Like, people gave a fuck about what the music industry was. People supported each other less in them type of years. It's just like the music industry changed since we lost legends like Michael Jackson, Prince, Tupac. A lot of them legends we lost. So now it's like the music industry don't know what real music is now, you feel me? So, like, I just don't look at the music industry as the type music industry. I just look at it as a confusion in music industry because they don't know what it is. What real music is, that's what I look at. Back then, the music industry was way stronger and way better than what it is now. Now I look at the music industry and I just be like, what I was listening to, like, what's going on? And there's a couple cool artists out there. I mean, I don't want to keep in contact with nobody in the music industry game, but, you know, I'd probably say the closest girl that I'll probably keep in contact that does music is you. Like, I don't really know nobody else. Any female in Baltimore. I don't really talk to no female in Baltimore who does music. Probably one, but we don't text like that. But, you know, me and you, we text probably every other weekend.
Yeah.
You know, I'll probably check in on you and everything. But other than that, I really don't talk to nobody like that that don't keep my talk to music. So, like, have you ever, I know you said that you had an EP coming out, I believe.
Yeah.
So what's that gonna be about?
This one, it's gonna be like about some motivational stuff. Like, I got some songs about winning, some songs about grinding. The song "Don't Lose Your Grip." I already got like the chorus to that. The chorus on that is on my story. Well, not on my story, it's on my page. But I got somebody featuring in that. You know, like just trying to make some motivation. But some songs gonna be hype too because people still need the hype feel. But like. The lyrics is going to be real, though. Like, you can make a hype song with real lyrics. That's what people don't get. There's some, like, oh, whipping the whip from the cars and that. Like, you don't got to say all that. Like, you could say something real.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, a lot of people really don't be understanding that. Like, people always ask me why I always had the title "When the World is Dreaming" coming up. The reason why I decided to make the "When the World is Dreaming" album because it's like you ever get into that mindset where you're thinking about love, success, and how your life is going to be in 10 years?
Yeah.
So it's like I got them three things going around my mind and I'm dreaming about it. So it's like I had to make the song "When the World is Dreaming" and everything. It's going to be featuring in a couple artists. All
right. So like, I'm back, y'all.
It's gonna be featuring a couple artists. It's gonna be featuring 98, you, cause like, Bree, we kinda put you on there. Like, a motivator have to be on this album. Like, you can't keep. If there's no legend made now, like I could finally say that there is no legend made without Bree. You feel me? All
right, I'm back. Sorry for the difficult situation from earlier. My phone was shit, whatever.
Yeah, you gonna call Apple when you get up of here, right?
Yeah, Apple gonna have to give my motherfucking money back.
I actually never heard nothing for you, Legend. I'm trying to hear something for real.
But yeah, anyway, what we talking about, though?
We were just talking about her motivation music, that she got EP coming out. I asked her about it. I asked her about how it's gonna be planned out. She told me that. It's just an EP that's going to, you know, inspire people, uplift their dreams and everything. So technically, you could say we found a person that actually think like us.
For real, for real. What do you think about it?
But you were saying something about the "Meant to Be" song. You want to resume and talk to that conversation?
Yeah. But that's what I was saying, though, before, you know, whatever, you know, what happened. But the "Meant to Be," that just, like, people just hating, you know what I'm saying? It was the females hating. It was just the dudes, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't, like, yeah, I'm going to have that one female friend that send my song to all female friends, and then, you know, their boyfriend's going to get mad and feel some type of way about it, then start hating, then start talking shit about me, then start clout chasing and type shit. So when that song hit, I already knew what was going to happen, so I ain't really at all surprised, at all shocked about it, because I already knew we heard the song. The first person that heard the song was All Star. Nobody else did it. Me and Keyshawn just kept playing the shit over and over and over. And we just feel like there's no point dropping this song right now because we just recorded this shit. You know what I'm saying? We just want to make sure we go through the song again, make sure this you know sound right, that sound good, that sound perfect, make sure we ain't got no mistakes in there or nothing. So that was the whole purpose of my right then and there, because I don't like to drop shit so quick. I like to hold on to that shit until I feel like it's the right time to drop. I don't understand.
The reason why I rushed it to put it on the tape, technically my concept wasn't to rush the song. I didn't want to rush the song.
Mm-hmm. I had a conversation
with 98 one night, and he asked me, I told him that I liked the song. He said, what you going to do about it? I said, well, okay, let's do this. I said, we should put it on the Legend Made Forever album. Because 98 didn't feel like going back to the studio to record a song. So I told him to give you one more legendary song, and then we good. So he sent me Meant to Be. We had an agreement. We always agree. But I had a little debation about it because I felt like that if I put this song on my album, how would it turn out? And I didn't think it was a bad song. I just thought that the song deserved it to be a single. It deserved to be under his care. But it still lives under his care, because no matter what, it's still his and everything. But it's the simple fact that I felt like, okay, we can put it on the tape. I woke up the next day, you couldn't see the streams because you just dropped the song. So I'll probably say 2 weeks later, I woke up. And Meant to Be, I got hella emails that said Meant to Be is taking over the chart. And I'm just like, whoa. Like, I don't know if it was Keyshawn part, but I don't know if it was Keyshawn part. I don't know if it was 98 part. But I felt like it was neither of their parts. I felt like it was just the whole song together that was brilliant and good. I don't feel like there was no best parts of the song. Both of them did their thing. Both of them spoke clearly. Both of them put their mind and mindset into the mic. That's all you have to do as an artist. What people fail to understand, it's not about trying to oppress the people on Instagram or none of that. It's technically trying to oppress you. Like, the mic is your halo. You have to use it. And real the talk spot, a light spot, whatever you at.
Real talk. That's how I feel. Like, people think, oh, he got music out. He probably think he the shit. Like, I don't impress people on Instagram. Like, if I record a video on my phone, being studio, you like behind the scenes. Like, I got a video on my phone, and I'm posting it on my IG, and I'll give y'all behind the scenes on what I do and shit like that. But you know what I'm saying? But you're not gonna catch me in the studio with chains on me. I could care less about chains, watches, Rolexes. I don't care about that shit. I just care about doing fashion. I got love for it. Do I want to get paid off the shit? Hell yeah. Wish, you know what I'm saying? Because it's my hard work. But I stay true to this shit. Because once you stay true to what you love to do, ain't no turning back. You're going to continue to be true to what you want to do in life. You just got to keep hustling, keep grinding, and make shit happen. That's the only way you're going to get somewhere in life. And that's how I look at it with music. Like, every time in studio, I be like, okay, last week I did good. Like, I recorded a song and it's straight up West Coast vibes. It's called Heal Me. But I'm not finna spoil no surprises. I'm not finna tell you how the song goes. That would December 25th come. But,
right,
you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like All Star said, we done came so far with this music stuff. Like, I mean, we started at TLE and I wasn't getting the type of promotion. A marketing, a help of support, All Star. No disrespect to Taquan, that's still my dog at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Even though we don't text or call each other like that. But me and Taquan had a little run going on, but it wasn't as deep as what me and All Star did last summer. So, like, my song Honey Love I did with him, it kind of took over. It kind of took over 2018, I think, the summer 2018. But it didn't do what Meant to Be did. You know what I'm saying? Every song not going to be the same result. Every song going to have different results. You know what I'm saying? So every song's not going to make the cut for an album. You feel me? Every song's not going to make the cut for a soundtrack for a movie. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it is. But you got to keep finding ways to make that song better. Lab, sit down with your producer, see what y'all can come with in order to make that song that hit. if it's that number one hit, then that's the song gonna help you blow. And many of y'all probably be like, damn, why this nigga ain't blow yet? Because Meant to Be basically did blow up, even though we ain't got 100K or 200K, 15K, 30, 50K song. But Meant to Be did kind of blow up. It blew up in a month. And after that month, people still stream the song. That shit crazy. Many artists can't say they did some shit like that. And that's why I'm proud to say that I'm proud of that song getting that far and making all that noise. So like I said, y'all support us, man, on June 25th. 1 year anniversary of Legend Made Forever, man. Support us on that day. We're going to celebrate the album. Because without me, All-Star, including Dre, you know, the album won't be where it's at. Real talk.
Bet. So, I mean, we got a lot of stuff to accomplish, man. And for all y'all that listen to this podcast right now, it's going to be a takeover. Right? 2021 was a year that we're going to. We got Bree now. Bree gonna bring us some powerful notes for y'all. Just a lot of things that we blessed for. That's what Legend Made about. It's about being blessed, achieving, success, and everything. And I'm gonna let Bree end y'all out. I'm gonna let Bree give y'all some motivational words because y'all need it.
Well, basically, just keep grinding. Like, you might got a lot of haters and all that, but that's what make you great. Just keep grinding. Just keep motivating yourself. Like, don't quit. You might think, like, my sound not there right now, but when you take time and develop yourself and your character and your mindset and put that mess into your lyrics, then you'll see a whole different style. Like, you got to love the music. Like, you got to have music you want to play in the car. If you wouldn't want to play your own music in the car, you can't expect others to. So you got to love your craft before you give it to others and before you express it, basically.
Right.
Right.
Now, the eight.
Yeah. So like this is for like everybody from the street. Like, I plan on creating this opportunity. I can't tell you how soon it's gonna be, because I can't promise nothing. I can't do it this year. I'm tired of a lot of stuff. But I got this vision that I've been, so basically, I ain't gonna lie, Tupac kinda inspired me to do this shit. So it was this interview on YouTube. It wasn't no interview face to face, it was a phone interview. So I came up with an idea where, like, Tupac idea, he wanted to, like, have, like, A&Rs, and he was going to call it Thug Life Music Incorporation, or either Thug Life Music Team or some shit like that, or Thug Life Management Team. So I guess he was going to hire A&Rs to scout for rappers and singers out there in the streets, you know what I'm saying, out in the ghetto. So I want to hire, like, a Fast Money A&R scouting service, you know what I'm saying, or either a Fast Money Street Team, something like that, you know what I'm saying, Fast Money Music Street Team, you know, because I feel like there's so much talent in the streets, especially in the hood and the ghetto. There's a lot of talent in the ghetto and the hood. It just, people don't see what's talent and what's not talent. And with these kids and these people that's in their early 20s like me and shit, I want to help them get out the hood by pushing their music the same way All-Star pushed my song. Even though I'm from the hood and still live in the hood, but at the same time, I'm pushing. I'm pushing and pushing. I keep grinding and hustling. You know what I'm saying? I just can't never give up. That's my plan and what I'm trying to do. I'm not going to say I'm going to do it now, but I'll try to work on this probably next year or that. I just gotta get all that stuff together before I do anything. I'll make a move. But you know what I'm saying? And like on the album, I got this one dude. I'm not even finna tell y'all his name or who he is. I got this one dude that's gonna be on my album. And he's from the streets. He's an underrated artist. He's just like me, he underrated. He's real and he keep it a buck with you. I could surround myself around people like that, outside of music, inside of music. But the album's gonna be special, though. That's what I could pretty say. Like, this album, we haven't really find the final like album cover picture for the album cover. So we really trying to figure that shit out. But the album's gonna be a masterpiece and it's gonna be a classic. It's gonna have a lot of songs that I recorded last year that's gonna be on the album. So I mean, shit don't get better, you know what I'm saying? It just don't get no better. And this is a grind, like this is a hustle. This is the way of life. That's how I look at it. This is my way of getting out of my situation. If I could have that one song or two songs or whatever multiple songs that's gonna help me get out of my situation, y'all need to take advantage of the opportunity, because you might never get an opportunity like that ever again in your life. So just keep that in your head, man. Don't forget what I'm telling y'all on this podcast. Cause me, All-Star Embry, telling y'all some real shit. For real.
Yeah, bro. We will let y'all go for real. That's all we got for tonight. But to be honest with y'all, I'm gonna hop back on here, probably give y'all some words of motivation. Probably good next Friday, maybe this week, someday this week if I'm not doing nothing.
Oh yeah, another thing too. Me and All-Star interview was supposed to be today, so we might push it probably tomorrow or either next week. So that way I can really give y'all some more details on what's been going on.
Yeah. Well, he said, totally good night to everybody who's watching right now. If you didn't watch this podcast, I will be posting on Spotify later. So I'll make sure to update and y'all have it. And when they update, I'll send it out to the Legend Made Leaders, Bree and 98. They can put it inside their bios and tell you go watch it. Or probably go listen to it. And it'll be on Spotify, maybe Apple. Because it usually drops on all platforms. I never knew that. But yeah. Good night. Be safe out here. And our Instagrams, y'all know it all. Everything. So, like, just hit us up if y'all need something. You feel me? We answer our DMs.
Just continue to show support, man. Just keep supporting Legend Made, and we got y'all.
Do you want to say anything?
Just stay on the lookout. Me and Flames got something coming soon. He sent me the beat. Just stay on the lookout for that.
Just know, it might not get released yet. It's going to get released next year. Just know it's going to be the biggest R&B hip-hop song in the world. Just know that. That's all I'm going to say.
Alrighty. It's the end of the podcast. Hope y'all enjoyed it. Make sure y'all follow us on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, Instagram, any social media apps we've got. We love y'all and good night.
Good night.
Good night.